This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Second date update.
Dating is a lot like riding a bike. First, you do it with dad's help.
Wait, what?
He's right behind you, what? Making sure that you don't get hurt. Because it's scary the first few times.
Yeah, the first dates are a little weird.
Why is your dad there?
While mom's holding the camera, shouting positive things. Like, don't close your eyes. Stop crying.
You have a really close family.
But then eventually dad lets go. Oh. And suddenly, look at that. You're doing it all by yourself.
But why is mom still there with a video camera?
I asked her to be there. But I bring the metaphor up because one of our listeners, Dennis, emailed the show. And Dennis, it says this was your first date that you've gone on in quite a while. Like, were you in a relationship before that?
Yeah, I was in a long-term relationship for a little while.
Okay.
And I've been single for 2 years now.
Wait, you've been single for 2 years, but you just haven't dated?
Yeah, I kind of gave up on dating for a while. I mean,
Smart
honestly, move.
I was just down on myself. You know, I just had some self-esteem issues, some things I needed to work on. And I kind of got into a pity party sort of thing for a little while and had to come back out of it. So.
Okay. I love that. You did, Dennis, and it looks like it turned out pretty good
because
you're back up on the top. I love hearing those type of stories. We all do.
Yeah, I got into a gym, got back into racquetball. I'm rock climbing now, and I'm even on an adult kickball team.
Oh, wow, nice, fun. Bro. We don't need a second date update with him. We're going to do self-help with Dennis.
Yeah.
I mean, this is great.
Who needs women? Just play racquetball until you die.
Yeah, you got mountains to climb, not ladies, bro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's great that you came out the other end, and it sounds like you're in a better place. So you ended up meeting somebody?
Met a lady named Stephanie.
Okay.
Okay.
Real smart and a great sense of humor. We hooked up after work.
I mean, you sound confident, but I didn't realize.
When I say hooked up, I just mean we got together.
You should probably clarify that.
Okay.
I told you guys, I haven't been dating for a while. I don't know what all the lingo is.
Okay. Well, I get to know what that is.
Okay. Well, hooking up, just so you know, Dennis, tends to be like you get intimate, like romantic with somebody.
I hope you didn't say that's like too many women.
Yeah, you want to hook up? I wonder if you haven't dated in 2 years, bro.
Dude, I want to know, like, you haven't done this in 2 years. How are you feeling? Like, what's going through your head when you're going to meet her?
Very excited. Extremely excited. A little anxious.
Yeah.
So what did you and Stephanie end up doing for your date?
We ended up doing what I like to do, and I wanted to share with her, which is a passion of mine. It's rock climbing.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Dude, that's a sexy date. I like it. Had she ever climbed before? Was it brand new to her?
No, she'd never done it before, but she was really open-minded to the idea, which was totally a turn on.
Yeah. You hooked up with her with the cables. Hooked the cable up.
Showing the ropes, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, show me your carabiner.
Did she seem like she was having fun?
That was offensive.
Not sexy.
She was totally into it. I was totally into her. And even during the thing, some of my friends from class came over. They were really cool. So it actually made me look good. Made me look like I had some sort of popularity there. And like,
I think it's such a smart thing too. Like, it's a way to bond together. She's trying something new. A lot of adrenaline is going on when you're climbing. That's like, true. It's awesome.
Yeah. So is rock climbing the only thing that you did for the date, or was there more?
Yeah, we went to a bar afterwards, had a few drinks. I'm a tequila guy, so I had a couple of pops, you know what I'm saying?
Attaboy.
A couple of what?
Shots?
A couple of pops.
Pops? What's a pop?
I don't know that either.
Yeah, it's old school lingo, you know, pops, like soda pop, like a can of pop, that sort of thing.
You went to a bar to have some soda?
With tequila?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, tequila sodas, guys.
Okay. Got it.
We figured it out, though.
Oh, like soda and water.
I thought it was something else,
soda,
too.
I was thinking Coca-Cola and tequila.
Yeah, I'm all over the board. Okay.
Yeah, got it. Tequila soda.
Okay. Yes, gotcha.
I'm popular in dating right now. You can say that.
Yes, all right.
Yeah, I just out to have a good time with her. It was really great enjoying her company. She's a great conversationalist, captivating almost to the point of just other people were walking by and looking at the two of us like, wow, those people must really like each other.
Aw, that's sweet.
Super cute, bro.
That's awesome.
I mean, she's not calling you back, so there must be something going on. Did you get a chance to really learn about her? Because it sounds like this was a lot about your interests, your activities.
It was. She did a lot of talking, but mostly it was about her work and her job. I mean, she's got like a high pressure job.
Okay.
And did you hook up in the modern sense?
If you mean, did we do anything that somebody would be saying we should have done on a first date or anything like that? No, we did not.
Nobody on this show would say you should have done that on a first date. You're talking about the wrong show.
It was a nice little goodbye, just a hug, a little peck on the cheek, nothing out of the ordinary.
Well, overall, it sounds like it's a pretty solid date. How long has it been since you last talked to her?
It's been a couple of months.
What?
Months?
It's been a couple of months.
Okay.
What? Have you dated since, or you did the one date after 2 years and we've done nothing since then?
You're playing a really slow game?
I've gone out a couple of times with other people. It hasn't felt the same.
Okay.
Okay.
It was fun still. I mean, I had fun. We didn't do the rock climbing thing. We pretty much just did a couple times with a bar.
Okay, we don't need to focus on them.
Let's focus on Stephanie. And we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call and see if she remembers you. Because
oh God,
2 months in the modern dating world is for, like, ever.
She could be married by now.
It's possible. We're going to come back. We'll call her and try and get your second date update, all right?
Sounds great.
All right, hold on, man. Second date update. Dennis, I know you've been telling us that you just got back into the dating scene and you didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing that Stephanie thought you were a player.
What?
You know, just strutting into the rock climbing place with your extra large harness on, acting like a boss, fist bumping all your friends, talking about your new clubs and activities. I bet she thought you were some type of smooth talker that gets around town.
No way. There's no way she could have thought.
I
put it with you, Dennis.
I would like you to prove right now that you're not. Pretend that Brooke is single and you just saw her out on the street. Give us your best pickup line to get her interested. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Brooke.
Yeah.
What you doing?
I'm doing radio. My job right now, Dennis. What are you doing?
Why don't you come on over here and sit on Daddy's lap?
What? Whoa! Dennis! Dennis!
You're proving me right, Dennis.
Not really your first line?
How did you go to Daddy so quickly? I thought of you as a different person.
I haven't been out in a while.
Oh, sure. Anyway, you went out with Stephanie 2 months ago, and now we're going to be reaching back out to her again. I'm not sure if she's even going to remember going out with you, dude.
Maybe the rock climbing part she'll remember.
Yeah.
I think she'll remember.
Okay. I mean, have you tried calling or texting in that period in between?
Oh, yeah, we didn't ask that.
I did. I just never heard anything back from her.
Okay, and you have no idea why?
No idea whatsoever.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to try and get you some answers here,
all right? Sit down, Daddy,
She's going to tell you where to sit in just a second, but I'm going to dial Stephanie's number, and let's see what she has to say, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Stephanie?
Yeah.
Hey, Stephanie, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How are you doing today?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Hi, Stephanie.
Yeah, the whole show's here. Brooke, Jose, Alexis.
Hey.
Hi.
Me.
Hi.
Cool. It sounds like you listen. That's awesome.
Yeah, I've heard the show before, but it's been a little bit.
Well, you can always catch up on our podcast, available anywhere you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple.
Oh, we're not desperate.
Yeah.
Or just hang out and we'll call you periodically.
We listen to whatever you want to listen to, Stephanie, but we're calling you today because we're trying to get a second date update for one of our listeners.
Okay.
It's a guy that you went out with a little while ago. His name's Dennis. Do you remember a couple months back?
Dennis?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's quite a while ago.
That's the reaction.
Oh, you do remember.
Yeah, that's the reaction we had when he told us how long it had been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while, so I have to think for a minute.
Okay. Well, it's a good sign that he's reaching out to you. I know it's a little bit late, but
yeah.
He told us about your date and said he had a really good time with you. And afterwards, he said he tried texting and calling you, but he hasn't gotten any response.
Oh,
Have you been seeing those?
Yeah, you know, he was a really nice guy. I feel like he was just looking for something else.
What do you mean?
Can you explain?
Well, I mean, I just have different expectations at this point in my life, and we just seem to be out of alignment, I guess.
Okay. Well, I mean, he told us a little bit about your date, that you guys went rock climbing and went to a bar and got to talking a lot about your lives. Is something come up?
Yeah, I mean, things were great. We were vibing and we had a couple beers, and you kind of get to be more a little bit of like yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
He threw in a line where he said something like he was just kind of looking for a hookup buddy.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
He did?
Wow, that's really honest.
Wait.
He didn't say anything like that to us.
Yeah.
He sounded like to us that he was looking for a long-term relationship. I mean, we talked to him about how he had spent 2 years single, working on himself, and that he was finally ready to see what was out there because he felt like he had something to offer someone.
No, that's not the vibe I got. He said he was happy that he had a friends with benefits now.
Friends with benefits?
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You can't just say that.
Does he know what that means?
Like, as in you are his friend with benefits, even though you hadn't given him any benefits yet.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I had been assigned the title all of a sudden.
What?
Huh.
Hey, you're friends.
And that's not how that works. Like, friends with benefits is like somebody you already know. And then you're like, okay, maybe on the side we'll hook up because I'm in a dry spell.
Yeah, I think that's why he was insinuating he wanted things to be that way, and I'm not anyone's side piece.
Oh, God.
Well, no wonder you didn't call him back.
I mean,
at least he was honest with you.
There's some sort of miscommunication here. Either Dennis isn't telling the truth, or she misheard something. So let's just get Dennis on the phone right now, because, Stephanie, I need to tell you, he's been there the entire time, listening.
Stephanie. Stephanie.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's different.
Are you serious?
That's different, she says.
Oh, my goodness. I have such an apology to make to you.
What?
That's good.
You heard what I said, but that's not at all what I meant. I said to you, friends with benefits. I meant the fact that you have a great job and you have medical benefits.
Shut up, Dennis.
Come on.
The last girl I was with, part of the reason why we ended up going our separate ways is because she didn't have any, and she only wanted to be with me because she thought I could get her benefits.
No.
Oh, okay. My gosh. Okay. That is so much.
You're telling me that you didn't know what friends with benefits meant?
I'm talking about benefits. Actual benefits.
Come on, Dennis. Like, you haven't seen a movie or listened to, like...
I don't know nothing about that stuff.
Okay, are you understanding what it means, like, now?
Now I understand why she felt the way she felt.
Well,
now
you also told her that you just wanted to hook up. You said hook up buddy or something like that, right, Stephanie? Isn't that what he said?
He said he wanted friends with benefits, and I guess I assumed he meant a hook up buddy.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
right.
That is what it is. Buddy with dental. Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like you guys just didn't understand what each other were saying, and you're actually looking for the same thing.
Dude, and he messed up on a bunch of phrases with us before she even got on the phone.
It's true. Like, Stephanie, he did. He told us that he hooked up with you when you guys first met.
Yeah.
When you just linked up.
Yeah.
I've been saying the wrong thing the whole time, but you guys can tell I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Hey. I mean, Dennis, are you like AARP age? Like, Brooke, don't ask that.
I've just been out of the loop. I don't have a lot of young people around me.
Yeah.
And what do you want me to do? Watch MTV? And then
Nobody watches MTV anymore.
Only old people watch MTV.
Please.
You're not even watching what I know.
Okay.
Get a TikTok account, okay?
I mean.
What?
Yeah. Exactly. No!
I gotta watch. I gotta watch.
No. You can hear Dennis. He sounds like a pretty nice, genuine guy.
Yeah.
He
needs a little bit of updating in terms of dating terminology, but we'd like to send you out on another date, and maybe you can help teach him some of those things, and we'll pay for the date.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Stephanie, will you go with me?
It's a misunderstanding. We'll go out. It'll be great.
That's good.
Right.
So see, now I have a true friend with benefits. Medical benefits.
Just make sure you go to the Urban Dictionary before you go on this date, okay, Dennis? Look up Mexican.
No, don't.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I feel kind of happy for Dennis. You know, he's a likable guy.
Sure.
Kind of stuck in a time warp and apparently hasn't watched TV or listened to radio or watched the news in 30 years.
Yeah.
Participated in society, even.
Because he doesn't know anything.
God, even my mom would know what friends with benefits meant.
But I mean, isn't that kind of a good thing? Like, you get the chance to be with a guy who's basically a baby.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Maybe not like that. Absolutely terrible.
I mean, he's pure. He's untouched, unworn.
None of those sound new to dating.
Yuck.
No, I'm just saying, like, he's not scarred and is not jaded by the dating world.
He's not going to play games on you.
Exactly. You wouldn't even know how.
No.
Yeah, literally.
He might accidentally.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Or he's just going to claim dumb every time he gets caught doing something wrong.
I mean, it's hard to argue against it.
Am I too jaded?
Yeah,
you know?
you're one of the jaded ones. You sound like you don't believe him.
I don't want a baby man. I want a man, not a baby man.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
You want one that's been with thousands and thousands
of
women.
Yeah, he knows all the slang.
I mean, as long as he's got paperwork that checks out things are still good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
But text into 78592. Tell us if you think these two are going to make it. That's a good sound coming from us.
Try
if you
and text
tell.
That in mouth.
Yeah.
Text that in.
Text it in. And remember, if you ever want to get a second date update, you can always email our show. We can call the person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.